Every once in a while, in the preparation of these lectures, I'd find myself asking, and others asking me, what's the relevance of all this musicolinguistics? Can it lead us to an answer of Charles Ives' unanswered question, whither music? And even if it eventually can, does it matter? The world totters, governments crumble, and we are poring over musical phonology and now syntax. Isn't it a flagrant case of elitism? Well, in a way it is. Certainly not elitism of class, economic, social, or ethnic, but of curiosity, that special inquiring quality of the intelligence. And it was ever thus, but these days, the search for meaning through beauty and vice versa becomes even more important as each day mediocrity and art mongering increasingly uglify our lives. And the day when this search for John Keats' truth beauty ideal becomes irrelevant, then we can all shut up and go back to our caves. Meanwhile, to use that unfortunate word again, it is thoroughly relevant. And I, as a musician, feel that there has to be a way of speaking about music with intelligent but non-professional music lovers who don't know a stretto from a diminished fifth. And the best way I've found so far is by setting up a working analogy with language, since language is something everyone shares and uses and knows about.